Today's Amud is Yivamnis Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on the top line of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, B'mayka Miflegit. So we're the mamish in the middle, like holding our breath in the middle of a sentence over here. The Gemara on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph mentioned the Braisa, where the Braisa recorded the Machlekes between Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Shimon. The case was two brothers are married to two sisters. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah. And so Reuven dies. So now Rachel theoretically falls to Shimon, but she doesn't because she's Achis Isha. Shimon is married to Leah. Memela, now that she doesn't fall to Yibam, so technically speaking, she's also going to be Aser Alts Eishes Ach. So what's going to be the halacha if Shimon is Bayal Rachel? If Shimon is Bayal Rachel, so says Rabbi Yaisi that Shimon is going to be Chayiv too. L'pashas it meant two chatois. He's going to be Chayiv for two chatois if he does a B'shoigeg or two misas because he's being Ivra on the Isra of Eishes Ach and on the Isra of Achis Isha. However, Rabbi Shimon said that no, ain't Isra Chal al Isra. Says Rabbi Shimon, whichever Isra was Chal first, that's the one that he's going to be Ivar on. So if Reuven married Rachel first, before Shimon married Leah, so if Reuven married Rachel first, so Rachel was first Aser Alts, Eishes Ach, so that's going to be the Isra that Shimon's Ivar on. However, if Shimon married Leah first, so Rachel was right away Achis Isha, so then Rachel's going to only be Aser because of Achis Isha, and Eishes Ach is not going to be Chal on her, because ain't Isser Chal al Isser. The Gemara asked that Rabbi Yaisi, who says Chayiv Shtayim, what's the pshat? It can't be because Isser is Chal al Isser, because we know that Rabbi Yaisi Shita is also that ain't Isser Chal al Isser. The Gemara proves that Rabbi Yaisi Shita is ain't Isser Chal al Isser. So ask the Gemara, if Rabbi Yaisi Shita is ain't Isser Chal al Isser, how could he say that if Shimon is Bael Rachel, that he's going to be Chayiv Shtayim? He's going to be Chayiv for Ishas Ach and Achis Isha. L'chayre, you should only be Chayiv for whichever Isser was Chal first. If Reuven got married first, then he's Ivran Eishes Ach. If Shimon got married first, he's Ivran Achis Isha. But how could it be both? So the Gemara started to say in the Teretz, and that is that there are exceptions, that even if you hold Ein Isra Chal al Isra, we mentioned that there are three possible exceptions. There's an Isra Maisif. An Isra Maisif is when the Isra itself becomes bigger, it's Chal on more people. So then when the Isra, when the Chefza, the Isura becomes Aser to more people, so then there are some who say that then we could apply Isra is Chal Isra, even though normally ain't Isra Chal Isra, but if it's Chal on more people, so then Isra is Chal Isra. So in our case, if Shimon gets married first, so if Shimon got married to Leah, so now Rachel is Aser to Shimon Alts Achis Isha. Rachel's Aser Alts Achis Isha. When Reuven then marries Rachel, and now there's an Isra of Eishes Ach on Rachel, so now Rachel's going to be Aser to Levi and Yehuda as well. She's going to be Aser to all the brothers. When Shimon married Leah, so Rachel was Aser to Shimon, but she was married to Reuven. She was mutter to Reuven. She was mutter to Yehuda and to Levi and then all the other brothers. In fact, Reuven went ahead and married her. But now that Reuven marries her, so now she's an Eishes Ach, that Asers her to all the brothers. Where on the Chepza di Isura, on Rachel, who was Aser just to Shimon, now she's becoming Aser to more people through Eishes Ach. Memela, the Isra of Eishes Ach is Chal, even Klape Shimon. So in such a case, you can have Isra Chal al Isra, even though normally the rule is Ein Isra Chal al Isra. That's one of the exceptions. That's called Isra Maisif. We mentioned another exception is Isra Bavas Achas, is when the two Isur Machal at the same time. The other exception that we mentioned, Mamish in the Gemara, Lamed Beis and Mabez, was the case of Isra Kailo. What's Isra Kailo? That's in the case where, let's say, Reuven gets married first. If Reuven gets married to Rachel, so now Rachel is Aser to all of Reuven's brothers, Alts Eishes Ach. When Shimon then marries Leah, So now Rachel's technically also Achis Isha, but that's, it's not Isra Maisiv, it's not going to Aser her now to more people, so maybe there should be no Isra Chal Isra. But there's another type of exception called Isra Kailo, that if I have an Isra that's going to be Chal on a more inclusive, on more other Chafatzim, and this Chafetz is also included, so then there could be Isra Chal Isra. So in our case, Reuven got married to Rachel, so Rachel's an Eishes Ach, and then Shimon marries Leah. When Shimon marries Leah, he becomes Aser to all of Leah's sisters. If Leah has 15 sisters, he's Aser to all 15. So since that's an Iser, that's Kailo, lots of people, people, and included in that is also Rachel. So some say that in Isser Kailal, I could also apply Isser as being Chalal Isser, even though normally ain't Isser Chalal Isser. But since here the Isser is anyways being Chalal on all of Leah's sisters, Rachel happens to be included, so the Isser will also be Chalal on Rachel. So we're not talking about Rachel's Isser Be'etzem applying to more people. We're talking about another Isser that's going to come onto Shimon, that's going to ask him to all of Leah's sisters, included in them is Rachel, so then it could be Isser as Chalal Isser. So the Gemara said that, so what's the pshat that Rabbi Yaisi says Chayiv Shtayim? Why does, how could Rabbi Yaisi say Chayiv Shtayim if Rabbi Yaisi says Ein Isser Chalal Isser? So why is it that if Shimon is Boil Rachel, he's Chayiv Shtayim? So the Gemara says that when Shimon gets married first and then Reuven marries Rachel, so then there's an Isser Maisif because now Rachel's becoming Aser to all of the brothers, all of Reuven's brothers, Alts Eshes Ach. So Rachel's Isser, her Isser is getting bigger because she's now becoming Aser to more people. So then in a Chanami, we have a recording that Rabbi Yaisi is Maida by an Isser Maisif. So that would make a lot of sense in such a case when Shimon gets married first. So then it would make sense Rabbi Yaisi would say Chayiv Shtayim, because we know that even though Rabbi Yaisi doesn't hold of it, he holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser, he's Maida by Isser Maisif that Isser is Chalal Isser. But the Gemara asks, but what happens in a case where Reuven gets married first? In the case where Reuven gets married first, so Rachel is Aser anyways to all the brothers, all of Reuven's brothers, including Shimon. She's Aser to all of them, Als Eshesach. When Shimon then marries Leah, so Rachel's Isser is not getting any bigger. So it's true there's an Isser Kailul, but there's no Isser Maisef. Is Rabbi Yaisi Maida by an Isser Kailul that Isser Chalal Isser? That we don't have any record of. So since we don't have any record of that, the Gemara did not want to say that that's the Pshat of Rabbi Yaisi. Now, it needs to be pointed out, it's going to be negated to our Gemara, that if we would say that Rabbi Yaisi agrees to Isser Kailul as well, if we would say that Rabbi Yaisi also holds that Isser Kailul is an exception, and by Isser Kailul, Isser Chalal Isser, so then we understand Rabbi Yaisi Shita, Mam is Kipshuta. He's Chayiv Shtayim, he's Chayiv Tucha Tois, because Bein of Reuven gets married first, Bein of Shimon gets married first, we have exceptions to the rule of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. When Shimon gets married first, it's an Isser Maisif. And when Reuven gets married first, you have Isser Kailul. But the Gemara says that being that we don't have any record that Rabbi Yaisi is Maida by an Isser Kailul, so the Gemara doesn't want to lock ourselves into that explanation. Instead, the Gemara says a different explanation, that the Pshat in Rabbi Yaisi is that you're really not Chayiv Shtayim. He said Chayiv Shtayim, but he didn't really mean it. He just meant it's Ki Ilu is Chayiv Shtayim. Because even though in Isser Chalal Isser, but Lamaisa, the Isser is Mitlatali Vakai, Lamaisa, when it comes to Kfura burying him, so we're going to treat him very stringently. It's true, in the Olam HaMaisa, he's only going to bring one Chatas, but it's Ki Ilu, he was also Shtayim. It's as if he did two different Averis, and that's why he said Chayiv Shtayim, even though he's not really Chayiv Shtayim. Again, we only were forced ourselves into saying that Pshan in Rabbi Yaisi, that he didn't really mean Chayiv Shtayim, because we don't have a record that Rabbi Yaisi holds of Isser Kailul. If we would know that Rabbi Yaisi holds of Isser Kailul, so then we can learn the Braisa Kipshut. That Rabbi Yaisi says Chayiv Shtayim because Bein of Reuven gets married first, Bein of Shimon gets married first, it's either going to be an Isser Kailul or an Isser Maisif, and Rabbi Yaisi's Maida by those two things that Isser could be Chalal Isser in such a case. Now the Gemara says on Amabez and Mabez that it's Taka Machlaikis. What Rabbi Yaisi Shita is about Isser Kailul, we have what seems to be a Machlaikis Bedas Rabbi Yaisi, at least the Gemara thinks that at first. We'll see that the Gemara is going to fall off of that, but the Gemara says that we have a Machlaikis that it seems to be Talian Shitas Rabbi Yaisi. And what does Rabbi Yaisi hold about Isser Kail? Is the Pshat in Rabbi Yaisi that he says Chayiv Shtayim, that Shimon, when he's Bayil Rachel, he's Chayiv Shtayim, is it because he holds of Isser Kail? Or is it because of some other rule? Or maybe he didn't even mean Chayiv Shtayim. Maybe he said Shtayim, he just meant it's Ki'ilu he was Chayiv Shtayim, but not that he's actually going to be Chayiv Shtayim. That seems to be a Machlaikas. What's that Machlaikas that seems to be about Shitas Rabbi Yaisi? So the Gemara mentioned three different cases. In case number one, the Gemara mentioned all three cases are machleksim between Reb Chiya and Bar Kappara, and they argued about what Rebbe said in Shir. Reb Chiya and Bar Kappara, the first case that they argued about was a zar sheshimesh b'Shabbos. You have someone who's not a kayin, he's a zar, and he did avayda in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. So technically, he did two avlas. Number one, he's a zar, he's not a kayin, and he's doing the avayda. Number two, he's doing avayda on Shabbos. that means he's doing malacha on Shabbos. Now for the Kehanim, for sure, that's fine. But now he's not a Kohen, he's a Zar. So Reb Chiya says he's Chayev Shtayim. Bar Kapara says that no, he's only going to be Chayev one. He's only going to be Chayev Alt Zar Shashimish, Alt Isra of Zaras, doing the Avaida. And they both got up and they made Shvua. He said, I swear Rebbe said too. And Bar Kapara gets up and he says, I swear that Rebbe said it, that he's only a person who does such a thing is only Chayev one. And that was their Machlaikis. And they had a very similar Machlaikis. A Kayin who's a Balmum and he does Avaida B'tumah. So at the time that Be'etzim is a Heter of Tumah Hutra B'tzibar, this Balmum, he's a Kayin who's a Balmum, so he's possible to do the Avaida. And he does the Avaida while he was Tameh. So technically it's two Avlas. Again, he's a Balmum doing Avaida and he's also doing a B'tumah. Reb Chiya said he's going to be Chayev Shtayim. Bar Kapara says he's only Chayev one. Reb Chiya gets up and he swears that Rebbe said two in Shir. Bar Kapara gets up and he makes a Shvua that Rebbe said only one in Shir. And then we have Machlekas number three, Azar Sha'achal Malika. Azar, he's eating the Chatasaif, so he's eating Hektish, that's Avl number one. And also he's eating a bird that had Malika done to it, which is not a Kasher Shchita. It's something which is matter a bird when it comes to Inyani Hektish, to Kehanim, but Be'etzim, it's not a Shchita, so the bird is technically a Nevela. So this Zar, who eats the Nevela, who eats the bird that had Malika done to it, Reb Chiya says he's Iver on two things. He's a Zar eating Hektish, and he's eating Nevela. Whereas Bar Kapara said one, and Reb Chiya gets up, and he makes a Shvua that Rebbe said two in Shir, and Bar Kapara gets up, and he makes a Shvua that Rebbe said only one in Shir. With that, Hagdama in mind, says the Gemara, this is all going to show us that what's really the Machlaikas, what was really the behind the scenes Machlaikas between Reb Chiya and Bar Kapara. The Gemara wants to say that what was their Machlaikas about? It centered around B'maika Miflegi. What did their Machlaikas center around? It centered around the Isra Kailo of Ali B'Rabbi Yaisi. They're arguing about our case when Rabbi Yaisi said Chayiv Shtayim. That when Shimon is Bayil Rachel, he said Chayiv Shtayim. Is that because Rabbi Yaisi also agrees to Isra Kailo? That Isra Schal, Isra B'Isra Kailo? And the Mela, whether Reuven got married first or Shimon got married first, it's either going to be an Isra Maisif or an Isra Kailo. And that's why Rabbi Yaisi said Chayiv Shtayim, or does Rabbi Yaisi not agree to Isra Kailo? And what's the pshat that Rabbi Yaisi said Chayiv Shtayim? He meant it's ki ilu, he's Chayiv Shtayim, but really he's only going to actually be Chayiv one Chatas. That seems to be the machlekes between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara. Rabbi Chiya savar, Rabbi Yaisi v'Isra Kailo mechayiv tarti. Rabbi Chiya holds that we have a shita Rabbi Yaisi that we can rely on, that even though ain't Isra Chal Isser, we have shitas Rabbi Yaisi that when it comes to an Isra Kailo, and my raya is because he says that Shimon is Chayiv Shtayim for being Bayil Rachel. So you see, Rabbi Yaisi Shita is that by an Isra Kailo, you're Chayiv too. We'll have to tie that into these three cases that we just mentioned in a moment. But says Rabbi Chiya says that I learned from Rabbi Yaisi's Braisa. Rabbi Yaisi says Chayiv Shtayim, it must be because when there's an Isra Kailo, so then Isra is Chalal Isra. Whereas Bar Kapara Savar, that Loi Mechayiv Elochada. Now, no, Rabbi Chiya, that Rabbi Yaisi never really meant that you're Chayiv Shtayim. When he said Chayiv Shtayim, he just meant it's ki ilu your Chayiv Shtayim, and really you're only going to be Chayiv one Chatas. That's the way Bar Kapara will understand Rabbi Yaisi in the Braisa, and really there is no makar that by an Isra Kailo that an Isra could be Chalal Isra. And Mamela, in these three cases, Bar Kapara held that you're only going to be Chayiv one because ein Isra Chalal Isra umay Isra Kailo Ika Hacha. So by these three cases, what's the Isra Kailo? Meaning the Gemara is suggesting that by all three of these cases, there's a concept of Isra Kailo, that really Be'etzem ain't Isra Chalal Isra, but there's an Isra Kailo involved, and so Reb Chiya held by all three of these cases, that since there's an Isra Kailo, Isra is Chalal Isra, like we see from Shitas Rabbi Yaisi, whereas Bar Kapara held, and no, that Rabbi Yaisi never held of Isra Chalal Isra by Isra Kailo, there's no such thing as Isra Kailo, and Mamela, we're back to the regular rule of ain't Isra Chalal Isra, which is why in all three of these cases, you're only Chayiv one. Now, where is the potential Isra Kailo by all three of these cases? So says the Gemara like this. Says the Gemara, by the first two, I get it. Bishlam is Zar, when it comes to a Zar who does the Avaida on Shabbos, so I get it how you can have an Isra Kailo. Because Meikara Shari b'molacha va'asir b'avaida. Originally, meaning before Shabbos comes in, on Erev Shabbos, so he's allowed to do Malacha. On Erev Shabbos, a person's allowed to do Malacha, but he's not allowed to do Avaida in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Tzar had an Isser to do Avaida. Asya la Shabbos, come Shabbos into the picture. He lights the candle, light the candles Friday night. He goes to shul. He says Kabbalah Shabbos. And now what changes? So migu to kamitzar b'molacha. So now that Shabbos comes in, there's a general iser on all malacha, on taichin, on lash and dash and everything, and shchita and seida, everything. There's a general iser malacha on all lametas malachas. Included in that is also avayd in the base of mikdash. So mitzar nami ba'avayda. Since we have an iser kailo, that's then gonna aser all avayda, included in that is avayd in the base of mikdash. So that's how you have iser kailo by the Zar Shashimish B'Shabbos. It's gonna be tali in what you hold about iser kailo. Be'etzam ain iser chalal iser, but it's gonna be tali. Do you say by an iser kailo, iser could be chalal iser? Rav Chiya held yes, and Bar Kapara held not. By the next case also, I understand how iser kailo fits into the picture. Because Balmum, when you have the kain who's a Balmum, so meikara shari ba'achila va'asar ba'aveda. Originally, before he became Tamei or anything like that, so he's just a kain Balmum is allowed to eat hektish. His iser, his psul is just regarding doing the aveda. He's not allowed to perform aveda. It's milay, then he becomes Tamei, so this tumma makes it that now he's Tamei, so migu deka mitzar ba'achila, mitzar nami ba'aveda. The iser tumma makes it that now is it not just that he has an iser to do avayda, he has an iser even to eat hektish. So that's something that's new. Now he has a new iser to eat hektish, which he didn't have until now. That iser of tumma is kailul also an iser to do avayda b'tumma. So memela mitzer nami ba'avayda. So that iser kailul could make it that now there's going to be another iser of tumma that's going to be chal on his pre-existing psul of balmum, and iser could be chal al iser, even though he was first the balmum. And you would say that when he becomes tamei, it is a chal al iser. But in this case, since it's an iser kailo, because it's being more inclusive, it's adding in that now he can't even eat kachem. So therefore, maybe we would say that now iser is going to be chal al iser, and that's Rechia Shita. Whereas Bar Kapara says that no, ain't iser chal al iser even by an iser kailo. But says the Gemara, it's not going to work with the third case. El Malika, when it comes to Malika, Bivas Achas he de Meshkachasla. Now it's true, you could find it that the two Isurim of the Tsar eating the Chata Sa'if, the Tsar eating Hektish, and also the Tsar eating the Isur of Nevela, so they could be Chal at the same moment. Rashi explains, because the Isur of Zarus, the Isur for the Tsar to eat the Hektish, is only Chal at a time that the Kaihain would normally be allowed to eat the Hektish. So before the bird has Malika done to it, there's no Isser of Zaras because it's nothing to do with the Tsar. Even a Kayin is not allowed to eat the bird before Malika is done to the bird. So when is the Isser of Zaras Chal? Only once they do the Malika. When they do the Malika, at that same moment, there's also an Isser Nevela. So the Isser of Zaras and the Isser of Nevela are Chal at the same time. So yes, it's true, you'll have the Isser being Chal Bevas Achas, but the Isser Kailo Loi Meshkachasla. You're not going to find that one Isser is Chal after the next one, and it's including more things that you're not going to have. It's all staying within this one chetza. Mamela, you can't say that they're arguing about whether or not Rabbi Yaisi holds of Isra Kailu like we originally wanted to say. So what is yes the machlekes? It's still going to be talui in our machlekes and our sugya with Rabbi Yaisi, but it's not about Isra Kailu. Says the Gemara, elokamifligi beisra bevas achas v'libid Rabbi Yaisi. What they're arguing about is whether or not Rabbi Yaisi holds of Isra bevas achas. And now this is a whole new twist on the sugya. That maybe the reason why Rabbi Yaisi says chayiv shtayim when Shimon is bail rachel, he's going to be chayiv shtayim because of Eishes Ach and also because of Achis Isha. The reason why he said chayiv shtayim, ein isr chal al isr. So what's the pshat? Ein isr chal al isr? Says the Gemara, a whole new teretz now. And we want to say that that's going to be, this teretz is going to be totally in Rabbi Chiya Bar Kapara. The teretz is because Rabbi Yaisi was discussing a case where the isr of Eishes Ach and the isr of Achis Isha were chal bevas achas. Now how do you have that they were chal bevas achas? If Reuven gets married first, so Eishes Ach was chal first. If Shimon gets married first, so then Achis Isha was chal first. They gave Kasav Kedushin at the exact same time. It's not going to be exactly the same. Says Rashi that the case could be that Reuven and Shimon both gave their ring, they both gave rings to a shliach, and they said, go marry Rachel and Leah for us. Now Rachel and Leah sent a shliach for themselves as well. They sent the shliach to go be mekabel the Kedushin. kedushin. So when shliach of the brothers goes and gives the rings to the shliach of the sisters, he hands them the rings at the exact same moment, and through that ma'isa, they both, Reuven becomes married to Rachel and Shimon becomes married to Leah at the exact same moment. So that's how you could have a bin chabavas achas, and that's why Rabbi Yossi said chayiv shtayim. He was discussing a case where it was chabavas achas. That's what Rabbi Chiya held. Rabbi Chiya held that that's the pshat in Rabbi Yossi, that there's a concept of two isurim bin chabu vas achas, and then we would say isur chal al isur, then you could be chayiv shtayim, which is why Rabbi Chiya says in all of these cases chayiv shtayim. Now again, the Gemara will have to explain in what way were the two isurim chabu vas achas and the three cases that we spoke about. But that's the pshat in Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya says you're chayiv shtayim, and he says, I get that from shitas Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi also holds of isur vas achas. Whereas Bar Kapara says that no, that's not the pshat in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi does not hold of isur vas achas. Ein isur chal al isur is always going to be the rule. You're never going to have two isurim on one chavtza. And the reason why over there Rebbe said chayiv shtayim is because he didn't really mean chayiv shtayim. He just meant it's ki ilu, you were chayiv shtayim, but really you're only going to be chayiv one. And that's why Bar Kapara says in all three of these cases that you're only chayiv one. So says the Gemara, Reb Chiya Sava, Reb Yaisi, Be'isr Vas Achas, Mechayiv Tarti. Reb Chiya says, Reb Chiya held that Reb Yaisi understood by an Isr Vas Achas, so then you could be Mechayiv for two different Averis, even when they come at the same time. Bar Kapara Sava, Lei Mechayiv Elochada. Whereas Bar Kapara said that no, even when they come at the same time, you're only going to be Chayiv one. Now Taisus explains that which one are you going to be Chayiv for? So in our case, with Reuven marrying Rachel and Shimon marrying Leah, so Taisus says, you're going to be chayiv for Eishas Ach and not because of Achis Isha. Because Achis Isha, he proves, is not as chamer of an Isra than Eishas Ach. Eishas Ach is more chamer, and he says Eishas Ach only goes away if Ruve dies without any children, as opposed to Achis Isha. So anytime the wife dies, then there's no more Isra Achis Isha. So Taisa says that the more chamer one is Eishas Ach, that's the one that's going to be chal, but you're never going to be chayiv too. That's Bar Kapara Shita. And that's why Bar Kapara held that by all three of these cases, the Zar Shashimish B'Shavis, the Balmum Shashimish B'Tuma, and the Zar Shalcha Malika, you're only going to be chayiv one. Now, V'Hacha Mai Eser Bas Achas Ika Hacha. So by over here, and by these three cases, so how do you have two Isur Mincha at the same time that you want to say that the Machlekes is about Eser Bas Achas, whether you're chayiv two or one? What's the case? What would the cases be? So says the Gemara, we have to go through each three. By a zar shashimish b'shabbes, by the first case of a zar who does avodah on Shabbos, a non-kayin who does avodah on Shabbos, you could have the two isurim, a zar doing avodah and the isur malach on Shabbos being chal at the same time, could go into icy shtei sairis b'shabbes, where on Shabbos that's when he became a gadol. So at that same moment, that's when he had the isur zaras, and that's when it was chal on him also the isur of Shabbos, and so that's how you could have both Yisurim being chal at the same time. Bal mum nami, a kain bal mum who does the Aveda betuma. So how do you have the two Yisurim of a bal mum doing Aveda and also doing the Aveda betuma being chal at the same time? Kagoin the icy shtei sairis v'itami lei. The case could be where he already was a bal mum and then he grew shtei sairis and became tame at the same time. The havile bal mum v'tuma b'hadi adadi. So the isra of bal mum and the tuma came at exactly the same time. So since it came at exactly the same time, that's what it's going to be talian bas achas isra bas achas. Whether you say you're chayiv too. Inami, another case where you'll have it that the isra of bal mum and the isra of tuma are being chal at the same time is shechatach etzba'o. The second Tameya. He cut off his finger with a Tame knife. So he became Tame from the knife and he became a Balmum from cutting off his finger at the same time. Now, the Rishayim point out that really it's not at the same time because as soon as the knife touches his finger, he becomes Tame from the knife and he only becomes a Balmum once the slice is completed. So really the Isra of Tumah came before the Isra of Balmum. So the Tesis Yeshanim over here on the bottom of the Amid says, he says, V'yesh Leimar, that since it's only his man muat, so that's called Bas Achas. It doesn't have to be so exact. Maisa was one act, so that's called Bas Achas. Tesis has a different tarot. His finger was already made basically off, and then the knife just got the finger completely off, so that's how you have Imamish bin Chal at the same time. Now maybe even in Tysus' case, there's also really maybe a millisecond of time. There, I guess, at least even Tysus agrees that when it's very close together, so then the time difference is insignificant. Al-Kapanim, so you can have, by Balmum and Tumah, you can have the Surah bin Chab Vas Achas. Now the Gemara does not go through the third case of Zar Shalcha Malika, because that one we already spoke at before. We already said that the Isser of Zar Shachar Malika, that we already mentioned that before at the top, that you could have it with Vas Achas, and like we said, Rashi speaks out because the Isser Zaras only comes in when the Kohen does the Malika. Before the Malika, there is no Isser Zaras. It's an Isser for everybody to eat the bird. It's only the Isser of Zaras for a Zar to eat the bird, only once they do the Malika, but Mela, the Isser of Zaras and the Isser of Nevela are Chal with Vas Achas. So all three of these cases, this could be a working pshat. We have all three cases that you can have that the Isser is Chal Vas Achas, and the Gemara wants to say that the Machlekes is, and what did Rabbi Yaisi mean? Did Rabbi Yaisi hold Chayiv Shtayim because when it's Isser Vas Achas, you could be Chayiv Shtayim? That's the way Rabbi Chiya understood. And Bar Kapara understood that no, Rabbi Yaisi never really meant to say Chayiv Shtayim. And even by Isser Vas Achas, you're only gonna really be Chayiv One. He just meant it's Ki'ilu you're Chayiv Shtayim, but really you're only Chayiv One, which is why Bar Kapara said in all three of these cases, you're only Chayiv One. So that works in terms of explaining the Machlekes. Now the only thing that we still have to explain though, is that Reb Chiya got up and Reb Chiya made a shvua that Rebbe said in Shir 2, that you're Chayiv Shtayim. And Bar Kapara got up and he said that he made a shvua that Rebbe said in Shir that you're Chayiv 1. Now, we trust both of them. It can't be either one of them, it cannot be that they're lying. So Reb Chiya must have heard Shtayim and Bar Kapara must have heard 1. So whatever we're going to say the Machlekes is, we have to also understand why would Rebbe have said in Shir 2 and said in Shir 1 and how are we going to understand that chelek of the machlekes. So says the Gemara like this: if we're understanding that their machlekes is about iser bas achas, alibid Rabbi Yaisi, so bishlam al Rabbi Chiya, bishlam al fi Rabbi Chiya, I can understand how we have this machlekes about did Rabbi say in Shir Chayiv Shtayim or did he say Chayiv One? Rabbi Chiya could explain both opinions. He could say that ki asne lididei, that when he taught in Shir Chayiv Shtayim to him, that when Rabbi Chiya heard in Shir Chayiv Shtayim, that was alibid Rabbi Yaisi. And he'll say that it's true, Bar Kapar is not lying. He made a shvua that he heard in Shir that Rebbe said you're only Chayiv One. I get that, because ki asne le Bar Kapar, I'll leave it to Reb Shimon. He was speaking at Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon Shita is that when Shimon is Baal Rachel, he's only Chayiv One, meaning even though it's an Isser Bas Achas, Reb Shimon holds that in Isser Bas Achas you're only Chayiv One. So that's where Bar Kapar is getting confused. He heard in Shir that Rebbe said you're only Chayiv One. He was talking about Shita's Reb Shimon. So therefore, Reb Chiya could explain how both things could be true, that I heard in Shir 2 and Bar Kapara heard 1. However, says the Gemara, Bar Kapara, but according to Bar Kapara, that he says that everybody holds you're only Chayiv 1. Even Rabbi Yaisi holds that you're only Chayiv 1 by all these cases. So Reb Chiya Shakuri Kamishakar? So Reb Chiya was lying? What is Bar Kapara? How is he going to explain Reb Chiya? Reb Chiya Lamaisa is telling him that I swear I heard Rabbi say in Shir 2. Now, Bar Kapara, we could assume, does not think that Reb Chiya is lying. So how is he going to explain that? How is he going to explain the fact that Reb Chiya says that he heard in Shir that Rebbe said you're Chayiv Shtayim? According to Bar Kapara, there is nobody that says Chayiv Shtayim. So why would Rebbe have said a Zar Shashimish B'Shabbos or a Balmum Shashimish B'Tumah or a Zar Shachar Malika that you're Chayiv Shtayim? There's no one that holds Chayiv Shtayim. So that we have to switch around the whole Machlekes now. We have to switch the whole Machlekes because it's not going to work, because the way we're setting it up, it's going to come out that Bar Kapara would be stuck in a corner, because he has to believe Rebbe, he has to believe Reb Chiya, that Reb Chiya heard in Shir Chayiv Shtayim, and he's going to have no way to explain that according to the setup that we just made. So says the Gemara, Ella, a very similar machlekes, kamifligi beiser bas achas valibed Reb Shimon. The machlekes is alibed Reb Shimon. When Reb Shimon said that ain iser chalal iser, that when Shimon is bael rachel, he's only chayev for one, either ishas ach or achis isha, depending on who got married first. If Reuven got married first, ishas ach. If Shimon gets married first, then it's achis isha. When Reb Shimon said that you're only chayev one, is Reb Chiya Maida in a case where they both sent the shliach and the iser? The is Reb Shimon Maida that you're Chayiv too. That's the Machlokes. They're arguing, they're passing in like Reb Shimon, that really by Shimon who's Bael Rachel, he's only going to be Chayiv 1. And the Machlokes is what would Reb Shimon Shimon say in the case of Bas Achas? They weren't speaking about the case of Bas Achas, but what would Rav Shimon say in the case of Bas Achas? Now, by these three cases of the Zar Shashimish B'Shabbos, of Almum Shashimish B'Toma, and the Zar Shachah Malika, we're talking about scenarios where they happened B'Bas Achas. And the Shaila is what does Rav Shimon hold when these Isurim take place B'Bas Achas? Reb Chiya says that you're only, that you're Chayiv Shtayim, because Rav Shimon is Maida. Rav Shimon is Maida by Isur Bas Achas that you could be Chayiv Shtayim. Whereas Bar Kapara says that no, that Rav Shimon holds you're only Chayiv one, and that's even in the case of Bas Achas. So says the Gemara, the Machlekes is Alibad Rav Shimon by Isur Bas Achas. So now says the Gemara though that we still have 2 points. So in terms of the Machlekes, everything makes sense. But there's two other Nekudas that still need to be addressed. Nekuda number one, says the Gemara, that Bishlama L'Rav Chiya Kamishtava, I understand that if this is the Machlekes, they're arguing about what would Rav Shimon say by Isur Bas Achas, would he say that you could be Chayiv Shtayim? So then I understand, Bishlama L'Rav Chiya Kamishtava, I understand that Rav Chiya would feel very emotional about this, and he would want to get up and make a Shvua, because la'afuke l'Rav Shimon michaske, because he's coming to say a big chiddush. Rav Shimon by the case where Shimon was ba'al Rachel, Rav Shimon said you're only chayav one. Comes along Rav Chiya, he's saying a tremendous chiddush. He's saying that that's only when it's not Bas Achas. But if it would be Bas Achas, you would be chayav shtayim. So he's saying a tremendous chiddush in Rav Shimon. Now I get it. That's why he feels the need to make a shvuah about this. Because he's saying a tremendous chiddush. Elo l'Bar Kapara, but according to Bar Kapara, who's really just saying that Rav Shimon who said one over there, it's even if it's Bas Achas. He's not saying such a chiddush. So lamalei li'ishtavuye. So why did Bar Kapara need to make a shvuah? Why was he getting so intense about it? He wasn't saying any massive chiddush, so that's going to be a kasha on this pshah, that why did Bar Kapara feel the need to make a shvuah. So it doesn't slug up the pshah, but l'maisa, it's a ara, it's something to think about. Why would Bar Kapara have made a shvuah in such a case? It says the Gemara a bigger problem. Nekuda number two. Says the Gemara, you want to say that the Machlaikis is about whether Rav Shimon is Maida by an Isser Bavas Achas. Rav Chiya says yes, and he says, I swear that Rebbe said this in Shir, that you're Chayiv Shtayim, that Rav Shimon is Maida by Isser Bavas Achas, and you're Chayiv Shtayim. And Bar Kapara says that no, you're only Chayiv one, and he makes a Shvua that Rebbe said it in Shir, that Rebbe in Shir said that you're only Chayiv one, even by an Isser Bavas Achas. So says the Gemara, that Bishlam le Bar Kapara, Bar Kapara could explain the whole sequence of events over here. He could say, I totally get what's going on. Ki esnaya Rabbi Lididei, when Rabbi taught him, when Rabbi taught Bar Kapara, that you're only chai of one, it was Ali, but Reb Shimon, he was saying that even Reb Shimon, even by Isser Bas Achas, holds you're only chai of one. Ah, Reb Chiya is saying that he swears that he heard Rabbi saying Shir Chayiv Shtayim. Yeah, says Bar Kapara, I can understand that, but you misunderstood, because Ki Esnaya LeRabbi LeRabchiya VaLibad Rabbi Yosi. When Rabbi said in Shir to Rabbi Chiya that you're Chayiv Shtayim, he was saying over Rabbi Yosi Shita. He was saying, and Rabbi Chiya is making a mistake. Really, Rabbi only said that, but that's Rabbi Yosi. So Bar Kapara has a way of understanding both things that Rabbi said in Shir. But how is Rabbi Chiya going to explain both things that were said in Shir? Rabbi said Chayiv Shtayim to him, but then he has to admit that Rabbi said that you're only Chayiv one to Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara is not lying. So according to Rabbi Chiya, Bar Kapara Shakuri Kamishakar, when Rabbi said to Bar Kapara that you're only Chayiv one, Bar Kapara is saying that I heard in Shir from Rabbi that you're only Chayiv one, according to Rabbi Chiya, there's nobody who holds by Isser Vas Achas that you're Chayiv only one. Rabbi Yaisi holds Chayiv two, and Rabbi Shimon agrees that you're Chayiv two. So there's nobody who holds that you're only Chayiv one. So Bar Kapara is saying that he heard in Shir, Rabbi said you're only Chayiv one. So how could Rav Chiya continue arguing with Bar Kapara? What, he thinks Bar Kapara is lying? Bar Kapara says, I heard in Shir, Rabbi said you're Chayiv one. So what does Rav Chiya think about what Bar Kapara heard? He thinks that Bar Kapara is lying? So says the Gemara, no. Says the Gemara, Rav Chiya could explain to you Bar Kapara like this. That well, it's really explaining Rebbe. He doesn't think Bar Kapara is lying. Avada Rebbe said in Shir, there was a time that Rebbe said in Shir, that you're only Chayiv one. Says Rav Chiya, though, you know what the context of that was? Amar lach Rav Chiya will tell you, that ki esnaya Rebbe lididei, tarti liftor esnaya. That when Rav Chiya taught tabak l'didei, this over here means tabak kapara. When Reb Chiya taught tabak kapara, they are only chai of one, he said it only in the tarti liftor asnaye. He only said it about the first two cases. He said it about the case of a zar shashimish b'shabbos and a balmum shashimish b'tumah. Now what's the difference between the first two cases and the third case? So we mentioned really at the top of Lamed Gimel and Aleph that when we wanted to say that the machlekes was about Isser Kailo, so the Gemara mentioned the fact that Isser Kailo could work out by the first two cases, it will not work by the third case. By the Zar Sh'acha Malika, you'll have Isser Vas Achas, but you're never going to have Isser Kailo. All three cases could have a form of Isser Vas Achas, but only the first two cases could have forms of Isser Kailo. So now, with that in mind, so says Reb Chiya that when Rebbe taught in Shir that you're only Chai of one, when he said to Reb Chiya, when he said to Bar Kapar that you're only Chai of one, so Tarti Liftor Esnaye, he was talking about in the first two cases that the Isser Kailo Isnaya, Valibad Reb Shimon. He was coming to say that Reb Shimon does not agree to Isser Kailo, and that when you have Isser Kailo in the first two cases, in the first, he never mentioned, Rebbe never said in Shir anything about a Zar Sh'acha Malika. He only spoke about a Zar Shashimish B'Shabbos and a Balmum Shashimish B'Tuma. He only spoke about the first two cases, and it's true. He taught in Shir that when these two cases present themselves in an Eifin of Isser Kailo, so the halacha is going to be that you're only chai of one, valibad Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, you're only going to be chai of one. What would be if they're vas achas? So Rebbe said, avada, you're chai of shtayim. He was just coming to make a point that if they would come up in an eifen of Isser Kailol, so then Reb Shimon would say you're only chai of one. So that's what Rebbe said in Shir, and that's something that everybody agrees to. What happened was, says Reb Chiya, is that v'chazi lebar kapara lezar sh'achal malika. Bar Kapara then himself invented the case of this third case of a zar sh'achal malika, which seems at surface value very, at face value, very, very similar to the other two cases. So when Bar Kapara then thought about the case of Zar Sh'acha Malika, Va'aydi de Damula Arva Bahadayu. So he had it in his song that he was memorizing. In his Shakul Vatarya, he always taught it as three cases. He always taught it as a Zar Shashimish B'Shabbos, as a Balmum Shashimish B'Tomo, as a Zar Sh'acha Malika, even though Rebbe never spoke about Zar Sh'acha Malika. That was just Bar Kapara's own invention, and he put it together with the other two cases. So he had all three cases together. Because of that, he assumed whenever he would chazer the Braisa, whenever he would chazer the three memras, that they were all things that he heard from Rebbe, even though it's not true. He only heard about Isser Kailo. He only heard about the first two cases that Reb Shimon says that you're only chayiv one. Now, what happened was, is that then, va'ayinba, Bar Kapara was then thinking about the three cases, and he was coming to think about, wait a second, so what's really the common denominator? V'loy ashkach ela bevas achas. He said that, wait a second, the only thing that they could all have in common is when they're an Isser Vas Achas. It's not when they're an Isser Kailo, it's only when they're an Isser Vas Achas. That's the only time that all three cases, that's the only common denominator that you could find between the three cases. Now he remembers that Rebbe said in Shir that you're only Chai of one according to Reb Shimon. V'savar midahav Vas Achas, honami Vas Achas. And he said that from the fact that the third case only works in a case of Vas Achas, so the first two also, when Rebbe said in Shir that you're Pater, that you're only Chayiv one, it's talking about the case of Vas Achas. Umida Hanach Liftor, Hanach Nami Liftor, from the fact that those were Pater, so this one's also Pater, meaning Reb Bar Kapara then made a little bit of a mix-up. That's the way Reb Chiya will tell you. That Avada, it's true. Rebbe said in Shir, you're only Chayiv one, but he was talking about a very specific case. He was talking about Isser Kailo, and yes, it's true, but Reb Shimon is not Maida by Isser Kailo. He's only Maida by Isser Vas Achas. Just that Bar Kapara made a mistake, because being that he added in the case of Zar Sh'ach Malika. And the only time that fits into the bill with the other two cases is by a case of Vas Achas. So Bar Kapara then made a mistake and he said, so it must be even by a case of Vas Achas, Reb Shimon holds you only Chayav one. That's what Reb Chiya will tell you is Bar Kapara's mistake. So he's not lying. He did hear and cheer that you're only Chayav one, but he made a little bit of a mistake, and that's how he'll explain the Machlekes.